This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. It's been a terrible year for the University of Miami's football team, and that has not even counting the Hurricanes' disappointing record of 5 wins and 6 losses. Much worse was the murder this month of defensive lineman Brian Patta. As NPR's Greg Allen reports from Miami, violence has dogged the program on and off the field.
Gusman Hall at the University of Miami is usually a venue for concerts. Last week, though, it was a site for a sad occasion, a memorial service for 22-year-old Brian Patta. But now I see. Hundreds of University of Miami students, faculty, and other members of the community came to say goodbye to Patta, a star player who was shot and killed November 7th outside his off-campus apartment. Miami head coach Larry Coker.
Brian Patta was a good football player. Those that tried to block him, they certainly know that. He was a terrific football player. The thing I remember most of all is, like many have said, Brian's smile. He played with a lot of passion.
Police have released few details about Patta's murder. The Hurricanes canceled practice the day of his funeral, but have played all the games on their schedule. Brian, they say, would have wanted it that way. Patta was more than just a well-loved player. He was a force on the Hurricanes' defensive squad and an NFL prospect. Anthony Saunders coached Patta at Miami's Central High School.
On the football field, he was a dominator. You know, he's one of the kids was 6'4", probably about 275 when in high school. And he was the strongest kid out on the field, so he almost like dominated people when he was here at Miami Central.
Saunders says Patta was heavily recruited, but only was ever interested in one school, the University of Miami. It's long been a pipeline to the NFL and drawn heavily on local Miami talent. But staying close to home in a tough urban environment may carry its own risks. In July, another Hurricanes player, Willie Cooper, was shot and wounded outside his home. A teammate, Brandon Merriweather, who was with Cooper at the time, returned fire with his own semi-automatic. 10 years ago, another player, Marlon Barnes, was also murdered at his off-campus apartment. This year, Miami's season has also been marred by a different type of violence. At the Hurricanes game against crosstown rival Florida International University. Play-by-play on Comcast Sports was by Jason Slodkin.
Another melee on the field. This one is getting out of hand. Flags all over the place. And this is ugly. Very ugly.
During the bench-clearing brawl, one Miami player swung his helmet as a weapon. Another was seen trying to stomp on opposing players. Afterwards, one player was suspended for the season. The rest involved received one-game suspensions. Bruce Feldman is a writer for ESPN magazine who's followed the Hurricanes since he attended Miami in the early 1990s. He doesn't believe there's any connection between the violence that has followed Hurricane football on the field and off the field. In recent years, he notes, Miami players have been involved in far fewer off-the-field incidents than many other big football programs.
That's the irony here, is they clean themselves up. And then because of this brawl, I think it opened up and it let a lot of people who were really turned off by Miami, it brought that image back and it was like, see, they haven't changed.
Sitting outside the Starbucks on the University of Miami campus, sophomore Brad Gage agrees that Brian Patta's death and other incidents are once again casting his school in an unfavorable light.
People see us negatively. I get a lot of people asking, like, what's going on down there? And, like, are you safe? With the Brian Patta thing, I mean, it really didn't have much to do with the football team. I mean, the murder didn't have to do with that, but it's just slowly people are getting a negative outlook on our university. And it's unfortunate because it's a great university.
Compounding Miami's image problems is the team's poor record. Unless they win next week against Boston College, the Hurricanes won't qualify for a postseason bowl game, something that hasn't happened since 1997. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.